97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. We are joined by Victor Lewis, who has taken a look at everything that's trending out there in the world today. And he's not going to catch us up on it. He's just going to tell us about it.
I mean, hey, I feel like it sounded cooler when I said it. Plus, it's sort of like how you can make fun of your own family, but like nobody else can. Look, I get to make fun of my timeliness.
Victor Lewis is here to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world today.
Man, thank you so much for your enthusiasm.
What's going on?
As a reward, we can talk about badass coffee, we can talk about go-karting prisoners, we can talk about Sydney nightclub rules, or we can talk about dinosaur tracks. Which one of those sounds the most interesting to you?
Well, not rules. Let's talk about badass coffee.
Let's talk about badass coffee. So I'm going to start this off saying something that I feel like I have to say. The corporation we're discussing is Badass Coffee of Hawaii, and their logo is a donkey. It is donkey stuff.
Right.
Badass Coffee of Hawaii is based in Colorado, unfortunately. That's just, I feel like that's a necessary start because
right.
they have a lot of things drawing attention to the history of coffee growing in Hawaii,
yeah.
and specifically the breeds of donkeys that are not necessarily native, but have been, I guess endemic might be a better word.
Look, if
the
you,
donkeys that live in Hawaii,
right.
all right, yeah, the work pack animals.
If you are not local, but you want people to think you are, you've got to lean into it really, really heavily.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about badass coffee and their presence in one specific Alabama city. So, yeah.
Man, they're going multinational at this point.
Yeah, they really are. They're referencing Hawaii, and they're also in Colorado. Anyway, all right, so they have a location in the Florida Gulf. There's one in Pensacola, and it looks like a place in Orange Beach has branded itself as a Christian town. And that's something that's getting uncovered because they're actively fighting against Badass Coffee of Hawaii having badass written on their signage. Now, very similar to the...
Orange Beach, Alabama?
Yeah.
That's not a Christian town, please.
That's...
I've been to Orange Beach, Alabama. That is a vacation hut for vacationing spring breakers and... retired people coming down from the north for the winter.
Well, they have a vulgarity ordinance, Aaron Keck. So, I don't know.
That gets violated out the yin-yang in March.
Well, was enacted about a decade ago, but I'm not necessarily here to talk about the vulgarity ordinance. I'm here to talk about the court case happening, talking about whether or not this signage is allowed. And it's opening up interesting conversations about the branding of cities. We've seen stuff regarding how your buildings can look. Like, there's towns in New England that have banned McDonald's, Wendy's, and whatnot from looking
right.
like they normally do. You have to have timber roofs and signs that are this short and no neon lighting, et cetera, et cetera. And this is opened up...
You should go to the Hard Rock Cafe in Aspen, Colorado. It's virtually invisible from the road.
That
like just a tiny,
rad.
Dinky little sign.
See,
Hard Rock.
That's the sort of stuff that I'm into, though. And
yeah.
I know Chapel Hill doesn't allow drive-thrus, and we have our...
Generally speaking.
I mean, generally
unless
speaking.
Unless you ask nicely, yeah. apparently.
Which, from a logistical standpoint, makes sense.
Right.
We have our form-based code for larger buildings and skyscrapers, but if you were going to put up a rule... for what things can look like in Chapel Hill.
I mean, we have those rules. Like, there are rules about, like, how big signs can be and things like that.
Oh, but I'm talking about aesthetics, Aaron Keck.
Like, yeah.
it can only be a craftsman-style building.
Oh, everything's got to be Carolina Blue, Victor.
See,
that's got to be the rule.
I was thinking Carolina Blue and brick. We need a lot more brick in Chapel Hill. That's just my own personal opinion. I hope the town council
feels like that's a personal aesthetic more than a town thing.
I don't know. I went to UNC. Bricks are a big part of that. You steal a brick when you leave. There's bricks everywhere, paving your way to walk around campus. I just like bricks.
I mean, if we're going on to... So we're done talking about Orange Beach, right?
I mean, yeah.
Pretty
we
much.
Can be done talking about Orange Beach. I kind of realized halfway through that was going to get to a real uncomfortable discussion, so we're just going to pivot.
Cool. If we're gonna do like a really wild out there aesthetic for
there we go, that's
requiring
what, I'm talking about.
What buildings should look like in Chapel Hill, here's my proposal. Every new building in Chapel Hill has to be designed to look like Gimgul Castle.
There we go. Yes. Nothing would attract more tourism than that, and that is not a sarcastic or funny statement. If we became like castles on the hill.
Yes.
Yeah. And not play it as like a medieval times bit either. No, this is perfectly normal, functional buildings. They just sort of look like castles.
They look like castles. They're made of stone or like the 21st century plastic stone equivalent.
No, I feel like it needs to fit, because what I'm going for in my mind is we're really leaning into oldest public university.
Yes.
We need to look maximum old.
Maximum old.
Maximum old is the aesthetic that we're going for at Chapel Hill now. How much time is left in Trends? Probably none.
None.
All right, cool.
Maximum old.
Maximum old. We'll tell some jokes soon.